Leave romance in the past in today's 2023 dynamic landscape for day game, which is cold approach. There's a lot of cognitive dissonance with using romantic flirts and why you should not use it. Cognitive dissonance is two opposing ideas or beliefs that you've been brainwashed with, and I tell you the truth. After having nearly 600 late testimonials for day game, late in poll, my students do not use romance, and you get triggered by the brainwashing. That's called cognitive dissonance. But I'm giving you advice that's based on 594 late poll testimonials for day game. And my students do not use romance. And I've been posting testimonials nonstop. So if you don't fit into that boyfriend and girlfriend frame, then you will never be able to use romance. You must ditch it. There are six frames. Number one, the fuckboy frame, the same day lay guy for a cold approach or day game. You got the boyfriend girlfriend frame where most people don't fit into it unless you're some tall black guy, white guy, or Latino. Everybody else be damned. Using romance is going to hurt your chances using romantic flirts. Number three is the social circle or friend zone frame. Number four is the husband material frame. Most women want to get married. Number five is the daddy-daughter frame, which is the sugar daddy, seeking arrangements kind of frame. Number six is the high status, celebrity status, which most people cannot do. But however, being in the boyfriend-girlfriend frame is the worst thing you can do. You should be husband material because you'll jump to the front of the line because normally she will date 12 guys before she gets married. They're always the tall guys. The first guy is always short and ethnic in high school. The rest are tall as hell. And then she marries somebody that levels off in height, but it's not going to be you. So if you're husband material, you'll do much better, even though I'm not dressed husband material today. Are you tired of using stupid, autistic, gamey game romance or romantic flirts and romantic tactics that you don't fit into that frame and you're going to get auto-rejected in a friend zone? Or you're going direct like a zombie with a mass approach numbers game? Today, we're going to talk about why romance may not be for everybody, especially for us low SMV guys. There are some of us who will never ever fit into that boyfriend-girlfriend frame. And romantic flirt puts you in that frame. So think about this way. Romance equals boot camps. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Romance does not equal day game courses that works. Romance equals you manipulated to a boot camp because you don't fit into that boyfriend-girlfriend frame. Romance boot camps, romance boot camps, romance boot camps, romance boot camps. And boot camps, alcohol, wrestling with her. Like Russell Brand using alcohol because it wouldn't work without it, creating Stockholm syndrome. So if you don't fit into the romantic frame, you're going to get all rejected in friend zone faster than you can say holding her hand in a romantic kind of way, especially for the low SMV guys. It's a sad truth, my friend, but one that you need to accept. Sure, romantic gestures and romantic flirts may help you. Oh, you always pull her back home like a boxer that's going the distance. Metaphorically speaking, of course, you're going 10 rounds. You got her all the way back home. But when you go for the knockout, you start to cheat. You use low blows, which is alcohol, because you don't fit in the boyfriend-girlfriend frame. They'll accept the loss because it's too painful to continue. They become like a Stockholm syndrome. They're cheating their way. And that's what they teach you in the boot camps. This is why you don't need boot camps when you train with me, because I'm teaching you how to maneuver, sexualize to the max, and deal with the sexual objections. So you don't need alcohol. Remember, romance, boot camps. Boot camps, alcohol. Romance, alcohol. Romance, day game courses without alcohol equals boot camps. Romance equals boot camps. Boot camps equals minus $5,000. Bencho camps, as I call it. So that's the thing. If you don't fit in that boyfriend-girlfriend frame, it's just not going to work. Romance equals boot camps. Society has conditioned us to believe that romance is the basis for a successful relationship. But for us low SMV guys, that could be a cruel and harsh reality. So what can you do about it? It is time to embrace your true self and be more human with social skills and social calibrations. So instead of using romance or romantic flirts, a frame you don't fit in with these stupid push-pull tactics, it's like giving a compliment and a takeaway. You should focus on social skills, flow drill, which people are lacking these days, especially Gen Z. 63% of men are single because of the lockdowns and the pandemic. They didn't practice their social skills. And you need social calibrations, your nonverbal communications. Your body language is a huge chunk of it. I believe is around 55% of your communication. Your tonality is 38%. It's a huge percentage. In words, your game is only 7%. And romantic flirts is unnecessary. Remember, the key to success for day game lies in your ability to adapt, especially in this 2023 environment. So instead of trying to fit in with a boyfriend and girlfriend frame, remember, romance equals boot camps. Use the husband material frame instead and sexualize it. Most women want to get married one day. Modern women, I'm not sure, but most women in general will want to get married one day, so that puts you in the head of the line. Rather than competing against 12 white guys who are tall and strong, the guys who she dated are always tall. You'll never win. But if you're husband material, you jump to the front of the line, even though I'm not dressed husband material right now, and forget about the romantic boyfriend-girlfriend frame. It is time to throw away those gamey game tactics. You don't need romance to get laid with a white girl for day game or cold approach. You don't. My students have been doing that throughout 2023 and nobody's using romance. And it works even better without it. I have more to post. So focus on your social skills and social calibrations and even your emotional control and watch women flock to you like they do to my students. My Latino student over here, he had many girlfriends before and even a white girl fuck buddy now in 2023. And he's also has a Latina girlfriend. That's right, he's like a player. But he's doing this without romance or romantic flirts. There's literally zero romance in his game. He's only maneuvering, sexualizing it to the max in objections looping. Polling with alcohol. Sure, you can pour back home. You could escalate with romantic flirts. But by the time you use alcohol and you Russell Brand her, escalating super hard, and sure, you may close, but you're going to create Stockholm Syndrome. That's like a hostage situation. So what is Stockholm Syndrome? It means when you finally manage to bring her back to your bedroom and she resists. But that's the thing, because I don't condone that. I think that's awful. Getting her drunk as a skunk, because that's just plain wrong. Don't take a page of Andrew Late or Russell Brand's playbook and escalate super hard, especially when she's drunk, because romance equals boot camps and boot camps equals alcohol camps. This is why their day game courses never work, because romance equals boot camps. You see, when she succumbs to your advances, it is because you forced her to, with alcohol. So this is a fascinating psychological phenomenon called Stockholm Syndrome. It's a survival mechanism where the captive begins to side with the captor. If she had a few drinks, she won't be able to object or consent properly. That's the whole point, because romance equals alcohol. Romance equals boot camps. If she drinks a few drinks, she won't be able to object. Not the epitome of attractiveness or skills or game. She's gonna try to forgive and forget, even if you get it in, especially when it leads to a boyfriend-girlfriend fight. She might just forgive it, because this is awful. It's like a boxer. The jab is the social skill flow drill or conversational ability for other coaches. The right cross, metaphorically speaking, is the tease. The hook punch is the flirt. Uppercuts the touch. So they keep using a lot of hook punches like Mike Tyson, but they cheat along the way. It's almost like you're biting and they're in pain, or use a low blow. Now they cannot respond. And by the time you knock them out, metaphorically speaking, of course, they'll side with the captor because they're too scared to fight back. And they say, why not? Just like a hostage situation. That is not game. It's like a loophole in a day game world. So never use romantic flirts ever. This is not something I will ever teach, because romance will not work without alcohol. Romance equals boot camps. Boot camps equal alcohol. Alcohol equals Stockholm Syndrome. Now here's the twist. Many courses out there teaches you the power of romance, and it never fucking works, because it never has the alcohol crutch in it or the Stockholm Syndrome conversion mechanism. So you're always going to be stuck. Of course, some of you are such sheeps that you won't want to listen to this, and you're like, oh, I don't want to hear this. I'd rather have a bencho camp. I don't need to get you laid through a boot camp, because I don't use romance, because romance equals boot camps, and it'll save you a lot of money. In other words, those techniques won't work during your day game adventures, unless you're a tall black guy that escalates. Everybody else be damned. Because white students don't escalate, or white PUAs. So romance will never work for them. You have to fit into the boyfriend-girlfriend frame. If you learn that from your day game courses, it'll never work. So don't waste your hard-earned money on boot camps or benchmark camps that promise the world and leave you out of this vital information. So my resilient, fast-adapting, enlightened day gamers, it is time to level up your social skills and social calibrations instead. Elite 30 from Hard Case to Hero, my course, which is affordable, which focus on social calibrations, nonverbal communications, and the social skill flow drill. That course does not require romance. When was the last time their day game course ever worked? They always claim they have the best day game course, but that's the weird thing. How is the best day game course of the month, of the year, of the decade, of the century? When in reality, their courses don't even work because romance equals bootcamp. My day game courses have been working year after year since I released them. How is that possible? If it keeps working, then it is the best day game course of all time. So ditch the robotic scripted lines and romantic flirts and embrace your social skills and social calibrations, your social intelligence and emotional control. With this groundbreaking knowledge, you will be leading day game and getting laid faster than ever before, especially in 2023 and even 2024. So if you're ready to unlock the secrets and conquer the day game world, just like my Indian student, and in 2023, he didn't use any romance, and he still got a fuck buddy using the arrow science of 2023. Maneuver her around, sexualize it to the max in the bedroom, and deal with the sexual objections. Why waste time on expensive boot camps, which I call bencho camps? Romance equals boot camps. You don't need a boot camp here. Look at all my late testimonials on my YouTube channel. Most of them do not require a boot camp. You should learn Arrow's science method, and she'll ask the magical question the more you have sex with her. What are we? What are we? Which I'll talk about why you don't need romance. Here is the solution. Conversions and sexualization. Let's cut to the chase, shall we? We all know the ultimate goal of day game is to convert that beautiful white girl into a fuck buddy. I know that sounds politically incorrect and women are thinking, what the fuck? Well, I say, you're also on Tinder. Tinder equals sex. More sex equals what are we? And guess what? By maneuvering your way into the hearts and sexualizing things to the absolute maximum, I don't mean half-ass sexualizing it like other dating coaches that starts with a U. With three letters, you're dealing with her sexual objections to the max. And you could do this without alcohol. Because boot camps equals alcohol. Romance equals boot camps equal alcohol. You heard it right. And here's the genius behind this approach without using romantic flirts. By having sex with her more and more when she's a fuck buddy over a course of a week, let's say you banged more than four times, she will inevitably develop an emotional investment in you. It is the oldest trick in the book. She'll start to question the nature of the relationship. And the famous line is, what are we? And that's what you want. You want her to say, because she's having sex all the time and she's into you, she's going to say, what are we? Like, she's saying, what frame are we? Is it fuckboy frame? Is it boyfriend girlfriend? Is it friend zone? Is it husband material? Is it daddy daughter frame? Is it high status? No. You just say boyfriend, girlfriend. Now you don't need romance. You can get a girlfriend without romance. And that's the moment of truth. If you can bring her to ask this question, all you have to do is to confidently say the magic word. I guess we're boyfriend and girlfriend. And you automatically have a girlfriend. So why will you need romance? Like Elon Musk says, don't optimize what doesn't need to be optimized. Remove unnecessary steps and be less dumb. And reduce the production time to get the car out of the factory. This romance is adding more time because if you add romance, she's gonna put off sex. She's gonna wait a few dates extra because she thinks if she puts it off, you're more likely to stay as a boyfriend, girlfriend. But you can always deal with the objection that it will not disqualify her if you have sex more from her being the future relationship with you. Now that you're in, no more need for expensive bencho camps or boot camps for day game or cold approach. Or products with romance that may not have worked for others in the past. because they're missing that crucial element, the alcohol crutch. Wouldn't you rather have a strategy where she can properly object and consent without being intoxicated? Because she cannot consent. Or convert her through the arrow of science of 2023. In 2024, I'm going to teach Elite 60, emotional intelligence. It'll be a second funnel. But the first funnel is to maneuver, sexualize, and objection looping. So it is time to ditch the grapey methods of Andrew Late and Russell Brand with alcohol. Who needs that when you can have real connection? Still skeptical? Don't just take my word for it. I have endless lay testimonials in 2023 and before. I have nearly 600, probably more by the time you watch this in the future, who have successfully implemented the arrow science method, not relying on romance as the be-all and all. Fuck romance. It doesn't get as many lay testimonials as my students. How can you with alcohol? Romance equals boot camps. Boot camps equals alcohol. Alcohol equals Stockholm syndrome. Don't you understand? There's only so many lay testimonials you can get with alcohol maxing, because not all women will drink. And this white student in 2023 got laid in three approaches, and all he learned was social calibrations. He didn't even use romance, and he had sex with a 19-year-old white girl, and she's 8 out of 10 in looks, and he was stuck before doing hundreds of approaches giving direct compliments. So you don't need romance. My high resilient, fast adapting, enlightened day gamers create a conversion mechanism through sexualization. So if you're ready to embrace a better and more effective way to get laid for day game, like my students evidently posted nonstop with white girls for a day game, say goodbye to the romantic flirts and alcohol crutches, and say hello to a genuine approach that will leave you both and your partners thrilled. No more wasting your time with ineffective methods and mind games because you're stuck with romantic flirts. This is the true path to success, where connections are formed naturally and intimacy is achieved without artificial aids like alcohol. Now go out there, my enlightened friends, and conquer day game using your social skills and your social calibrations and your Elite 60 emotional intelligence. And this Chinese student here got laid in one approach using only social skills and social calibrations for Elite 30. So another Chinese student, he got married recently in 2023. He has 15 lays. He got 5 white girls, got 5 models, 2 actresses, and 1 became his girlfriend. He married her. Yay!